CD 4. Track 17. Unit 9. 1.
One of the most legendary criminals in American history was George Parker, who regularly used to sell Brooklyn Bridge to gullible victims. He would wait near the bridge for suitable passers-by, often people who had recently arrived in New York from abroad. He would then produce a large number of forged documents as proof that he was the owner of the bridge. He managed to persuade his victims that they could make large amounts of money by setting up toll booths and charging people to cross the bridge. Parker first carried out the con when he was about 20 years old, and he claimed to have sold the bridge twice a week for 20 or 30 years. When he was finally caught by the police in 1928, he was sentenced to life imprisonment for his crimes, but he died in jail in 1937.
2.
In 1957, as an April Fool's joke, Panorama, a serious BBC documentary programme, broadcast a report about the spaghetti harvest in Switzerland. It showed women carefully picking pieces of spaghetti from special spaghetti trees. In those days, very few British people had travelled very much, and spaghetti was an exotic foreign food that not many people had tried. So many viewers believed that the spaghetti trees were real. Some even phoned the BBC to ask where they could buy a spaghetti tree of their own. When newspapers the next day revealed that the BBC had played a joke, many viewers were furious that a serious broadcaster had tried to trick them like this. However, it remains one of the most famous April Fool's Day jokes ever. The original film can be seen on YouTube.
3.
On the 21st of March 2002, prison officer John Darwin went out canoeing near his home and disappeared. After a few months, it was declared that he was probably dead, and his wife Anne claimed £250,000 from life insurance policies. Then, in 2007, Darwin appeared at a police station saying, "I think I'm a missing person." At first, he said that he had lost his memory, but it soon became clear that he was lying. It turned out that Anne had known all along that he was alive. The ordinary, respectable-seeming housewife had told everyone that her husband was dead. Even their two sons were taken in and believed that their mother's grief at her husband's death was real. It seems that for several years, John had been hiding in a flat next door to his home and coming back into his house through a secret door behind the wardrobe in the bedroom. The couple had been planning to start a new life together in Central America. The full story finally became clear when a photo of the couple on holiday in Panama was discovered on the internet. When the case came to court, John pleaded guilty, but Anne pleaded not guilty, claiming that her husband had forced her into lying. However, the jury were not convinced, and both Anne and John were sentenced to 6 years in prison for deception and fraud. Their sons now refuse to have any contact with them.